Hey, this is Michael Emery. Thanks for tuning into the Slow Baja. This podcast is powered by Tequila Fortaleza, handmade in small batches, and hands down, my favorite tequila. Hey, this week's show is with Ruben Hernandez, the BCB Tasting Room and down in Tijuana. We just had a great time talking about food and beer and the craft beer scene, so I hope you enjoy the show.
You started in opening a bar and in beer, and it was your family into distributing beer or...
No, just like, the beer passion we have. We started like a home brewing. And as a home brewer, we always love to do new things. I'm an engineer, electronic engineer. And I used to work in a broadcasting station, the TV station. And from Televisa, maybe you hear about it.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
And during 50 years, I do the beer. And also the engineering.
Homebrew.
Yeah, homebrew.
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
For your friends.
Uh-huh. For our friends and because we love the beer.
Okay.
And later, we start with a distribution company. And we also have a permit, a license in San Diego. That's why we have a lot of beers from San Diego also, or from the United States. Later, the people don't know about craft beer. There are a few places before us who start selling craft beer, but not like we do. Not like we do. We want the people learn about the keg, the beer on top. Usually they have cans and bottles, but they don't have a lot of kegs or beer on top. And we start with that culture here in Tijuana.
Hearing things about Tijuana, the beer culture is vibrant here. It's really happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tijuana is like I told you, is have a lot of San Diego influence. And San Diego is one of the craft beer capitals in the United States. It also happens here. Tijuana is the capital of beer in whole Mexico.
Let me ask you something about local sports. So I just saw that the Toros, Tijuana Toros baseball team, signed Omar Vizquel.
Yeah, the guy who plays a lot of seasons in Cleveland, huh?
Yeah, and his last season's in San Francisco, and I used to see him driving around my neighborhood at night after a baseball game to go to a restaurant because he lived very near to me. So what is your sport? Are you a football fan? Are you a baseball fan? Soccer? What's your sport?
I like all sports, but I prefer baseball.
Baseball?
Baseball is the best.
And did you have a favorite player growing up?
Oh, Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn. All right. So you're a local boy. Yeah. Local, there's nothing wrong with Tony Gwynn.
Yeah. When I work in a TV station, we're going to make the Spanish language baseball in San Diego. And I remember pretty well in 2001 when Tony Gwynn retired. So, was amazing, the spectacle there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, again, Ruben, I really appreciate you taking some time talking to me about beer, talking to me about BCB, Tijuana, and your favorite taco shop. And I'm looking forward to coming back here and seeing you again.
Anytime you want.
Okay, amigo. Thanks.
Thank you.
We're talking wine now with Ruben, so we're going to keep on talking.
Okay.
So I just asked you about the beachy and the natural wines, and it's so interesting that I thought we'd plug back in and keep on talking.
Yeah, the beachy is one of the first natural wine in Mexico, and when they start with the natural wines, they don't know how to make the treatment of the wine, and later they understand how to do it in a cold storage and everything. And right now the wine is really, really good.
Yeah, and you were talking about they have a restaurant here on Revolucion, but doesn't one of the brothers have a restaurant in Mexico City, I think?
Yeah, the guy who is the high-end chef, Yair Tellez, they have a couple restaurants in Mexico City.
Yeah.
But he's from Tijuana.
Yeah, right.
They have the winery in Tecate.
Right. And as I understand, hard to visit. But and the restaurant here, what's the name? Do you know?
Verde Crema.
One more time.
Verde y Crema.
Verde y Crema. Gotcha. Okay.
They used to have the bus line here in the city.
Yeah.
Like MTS.
Right.
And they opened here in front of us, the restaurant, but the owner of the land, the contract, the rental contract expires, and they changed the the location to the Revolution Street, in the 4th Street and Revolution.
So what I'm understanding in our the amount of time we've been talking to you, it's a small town here in Tijuana. If you're making beer or you're making wine or you're a chef or you own a restaurant, everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows everybody.
I wish the people who are listening could see Ruben's smile here. He's just got a great, genuine smile. He obviously loves what he's doing, loves what he's talking about. So if you're out with your girlfriend, where are you going? We talked about tacos earlier, but what spots in Tijuana, or where would you say that somebody who's coming to Tijuana, where should they go?
Okay, if we started early in the morning, we go to, you know, for tacos also from Birria Tacos.
Birria.
You know, it's a classical tacos in Tijuana. Also, if you want something more organic, we go into Alma Verde, is the other restaurant, good restaurant for take a breakfast. And later, if you want a good meal, a good dinner, you can go to Verde Crema also. This is one of my favorite restaurants and also my friends. Or you can go to a Kool, it's K-O-O-L. It's a new restaurant in Tijuana who have a fusion of Mexican food. A new Mexican food. It's really, really good. The chef, Osvaldo Flores, is very, very nice guy.
So what I think is that Ted and I have to come back here. Mm-hmm. Baja Visitor and Slow Baja have to come back here and spend a day eating, drinking.
Eating and drinking all day long.
And we need a hotel so we can sleep and then get up and do it again the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, you need like at least 3 days to mostly understand. You know, you can visit a three-day visit in a city. It's not enough for any city in the world, but in Tijuana, with 3 days, you understand how we eat all days. In
36 hours in Tijuana. So yeah. We're starting with tacos, and then we're moving on to where are we going for lunch?
For lunch, we can go,
more tacos.
No, in the night, tacos.
Tacos, okay.
But very, very late night. But in the lunch and in dinner, we can go and visit a lot of places. There is another high-end restaurant, Misión 19. It's really, really good. We can go with Casa Plasencia with a lot of Mexican classics. We can go to Saverio's. We can go to, to Telefónica Gastro Park.
We drove by today. Of course, we didn't stop, unfortunately, because it was 10 o'clock in the morning. But mm-hmm. I'd like to go.
Yeah, it's really other place. You have a lot of options.
Yeah, I need a guide like you. Somebody who enjoys life, likes to eat and drink, and smiles a lot.
Yeah. I can be your guy here.
Any friend of Tony Gwynn is a friend of mine.
Yeah, of course.
So we will make a plan, and we'll come back, and we'll eat and drink with you for a couple of days.
Okay.
And I'll write about your city and tell everybody where we should go.
We could go together and spend the 3 days drinking and eating.
I want to know when you're coming to San Francisco.
I go usually to San Francisco during the summer.
It's cold there.
It's hotter, warmer, but sometimes you have a lot of fog there.
Yes, we have some fog. Yeah.
That usually there is the new releases in many breweries during the road. Usually we drive because we go to Paso Robles, to Firestone, to visit, Chuck Silva. And also we visit the breweries around, like Albanac, Red Barrels.
So it's a good road trip. You're going from here, you're driving up the coast, you're hitting all the hot spots, and then coming to San Francisco. And do you keep on going to Russian River and up all the way up the coast, Mendocino?
Mendocino also.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wow. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, sometimes we go visit.
Sounds like a TV show to me.
Sometimes we go to
wait,
visit
you were
the
in
writers.
TV, you told me.
Yeah, I work. I'm not in the screen, but
we need a Volkswagen bus and a film crew.
Yeah, maybe a Suburban is most comfortable. But
okay, a Suburban. Gotcha.
Yeah, I like the wineries also there. In El Dorado, we have a good friend, a Mexican guy who owns a winery. I don't remember the name of the wine, but it's in El Dorado, covering. It's really, really good. It's one of the Mexican families who owns a winery.
And what do you think of what's happening here in the Valle de Guadalupe? I mean, we were coming here 30 years ago, and there was, you know, only big two or three big old wineries. The wine wasn't very interesting. And now you have so many. It was 170 maybe wineries?
Yeah, there are more wineries than breweries.
More wineries than breweries, of course. Yeah, but yeah, what do you think of it?
Of course,
there
is a lot of winemakers without winery, but yeah, as usual. But you know, one of the pioneers there in the Valle Guadalupe was Camilo Magoni. He used to work in Cheto Winery. Right now he owns his own winery. And it's very, very interesting wines. It's the older guys, and they always, how you can say, would you adapt to the new era?
Yeah, they've adapted to the new era.
And
the new
ways. The only guy who sell us a wine and keg. Then we ask a lot of people who if they want to do it. And Camilo Magori was the only guy who wants to do it. And right now we sell a lot of wine here also from Camilo on top. And you know, the seed of the gastronomy scene is also pretty, pretty good. Javier Plasencia. Yair Tay is the start there. It was the first restaurant there. Laja is the name of the restaurant. And Javier also made the Finca Altozano. It's a really, really good place. And they also have a high-end restaurant there. The name is Animalon, like a big animal, Animalon, with under a big tree, 500 years tree.
Wow.
You have a outside meal. It's usually, you know, it's a tasting menu. It is really, really good.
So what would you tell a tourist from the United States about coming to Tijuana? How would you suggest that somebody could come here, experience your city? What advice would you have?
My advice to the guys who want to come to Tijuana is don't listen to the news. Forget about the Netflix series. that happened that in the real world. You can come with a great expectation because, of course, we're going to, when you have big expectations and you go to a place and it's not so good like you tell.
Right.
But no, if you come to great expectations, of course you want to, how you said?
Yeah, so you have great expectations, but you're saying that here those great expectations will be met.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can bring your big expectations for a great meal and a great beer and a great wine and all that.
Yeah, that's what I want to say.
Yeah. Bring your expectations because they'll be met.
Yeah, of course. If you have less expectations about Tijuana, you're going to be a great surprise here.
Great. Well, again, I think we've gotten very, very lucky that we walked into a quiet room at BCB that we could talk on our podcast, and we met Ruben here, and we've gotten some real insights and inside information about the gastronomical scene here in Tijuana, and we look forward to coming back and eating, drinking, and spending 36 hours with you. So don't be surprised when I come and I hit you up, and we're going to eat and drink and be merry.
Our breakfast is going to be around 1 o'clock p.m. because we're going to eat very, very late.
Yeah, we're going to be up until 4 in the morning. Yeah,
of course.
All right. Ruben, well, thanks again. I really appreciate your generosity. From Slow Baja, we're going to say goodbye from the BCB Brewery. Thanks, Ruben.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys know what to do. Please help us by subscribing, sharing, rating, all that stuff. And if you missed anything, you can find the links in the show notes at slowbaja.com. I'll be back before you know it. And if you want to receive notices on new episodes, please follow Slow Baja on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for you old folks.